We thank each and every one of you for joining the call this morning. Now let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is a day that you have made, and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for this special day, this Memorial Day, and for those that had laid down their lives and given their lives so that we might live in a free country, that things might be better for us. We ask you to anoint each and every family that have someone that they are memorializing today for their giving their honors and services to us. God, we ask you to watch over this call this morning and our speaker that's coming forth. Anoint our mouthpiece this morning so that we receive the word in our hearts that you have laid out before us this morning. We thank you for each and every caller on this line, for their obedience in joining this call, that we can come together and praise and worship you in the morning. So God, continually watching over us, those that are bereaved this morning, that have experienced loss this morning, we ask your continued blessings and anointing and give them peace this morning, peace down in their hearts that only you can give. We thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives. We want to continue to give you praise, love, and lift you up. We adore you. We love you. In your precious name, Jesus, amen and amen. Well, it has been a Jesus joy for me and a privilege to be able to seat and greet each and every one of you this morning. I hope that your Memorial Day will be blessed and happy for you this morning. And this is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, saying thank you for allowing me this honor. And I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my beautiful angel. God bless
me.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Well, good morning, Miss Gracie, and God bless you as well. The call is yours. Take it away.
Okay. Thank you for greeting us this morning.
Thank you.
And starting our day with that powerful tag, God is our everything, and that powerful prayer. And good morning, my Master's Call family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm calling from Snellville, Georgia. And let me tell you a little bit about our call, the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on the scripture of Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We have a mission statement here on the Master's Call, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. Again, that website is www.themasterscall.net. And our theme for this year is, in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Jackie did, or as a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or if you would like to share a word from the Lord, or you might even have a prayer request and or praise report, you could submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we've all became woven together through a phenomenal company called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we feature great products to help the world become healthier. We have a new morning motivational called call held Monday through Friday right after this call. This is where a team of great artist leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. And that phone number is 712-770-4005, with the PIN number being 294-617-pound. And if you need a bridge number to access that call, that number would be 857-957-1147. And today is Monday, so it is Inspirational Mondays on that call. And this morning, our Mother Eagle, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be speaking this morning on that call. And you still have a little bit of time to go ahead and get your journals out and to take copious notes, because we have a very special speaker on the line with us for you this morning. And her name is Dr. Thomasine Pickens. And let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Thomasine Pickens, who is the founder of Real Word Ministries, Inc., which is located in San Antonio, Texas. The Lord opened the door to Real Word Ministries, RWM, in June of 2004, and she immediately became an outreach ministry assisting the Battered Women's Shelter, ministering under the bridge, Grace House, and many other places where hurting people reside. This prison ministry began in 2005, as the Lord began to send ex-offenders to her church home. The church is currently inside the prisons where they minister on a weekly basis to both male and females throughout the state of Texas. Dr. Thomasine is also a certified life, career, and transitional coach, and obtained her certification through CCE, Center for Credentialing and Education. She has a company, the Real Life Coaching Center, where she helps people transition in life. It is Dr. Thomasine's heart's desire to help both men and women to turn their lives around so that their homes will be restored. She states how it hurts her heart to see so many youth confused and with no direction due to their parents making a mistake. It is her heart's desire to reunite the families back together again. It is also Dr. Thomasine's desire to one day open the Real Hope Home, where she can bring families back together again and teach the mother and father how to parent their children. Dr. Thomasine truly believes that once a person knows better, then they will begin to do better. And so I present to some and introduce to others Dr. Thomasine Pickens. Dr. Thomasine, are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Please. Good morning, everyone. Please forgive my voice. I have a dealing with a cold right now, trying to get through it. But this morning, it's an honor and a privilege to be online with you all today on this Memorial Day. A day that we cannot forget all that have gone on, trying to protect us and keep us safe, and so that we would have the freedom that we have today. I woke up early this morning, and all I could hear in my spirit was, "Behold, I'm doing a new thing." So I want to take you all to Isaiah chapter 43 and look at two verses here. God's word is so powerful, so powerful. He said, "My word will not return back to me void, but it will do what I sent it to do." Amen? That's how powerful God's word is. It's going to accomplish what he sent it to do. So Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible this morning. The Bible says, "Do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past. listen carefully. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Lord, bless your word. God is saying, look, when I tell you I'm going to do something in your life, when I give you that vision and I give you that dream, I'm going to fulfill it no matter what I, God, have to do to fulfill it in your life. I just need obedient vessels. I just need people to stand up and say, Lord, here I am, use me. And when you say that, the Lord says, I will do the impossible. But I don't want you to sit there and ponder on the past, because God doesn't want us to sit there and try to figure things out. When you start pondering on something, when you start thinking about something of the past, that's when you're trying to figure out. That's when you're trying to change it. That's when you're trying to manipulate it. And God says, I've already done the new thing in your life. It's done. I'm just waiting on you to get in place and in position so that it can manifest. So God doesn't need us to try to figure things out and try to work things out, because it's already been worked out. He just needs us to be still and get in that quiet place with him so that he can speak to us and he can show us and guide us and lead us into all the truth. He says, I don't want you to sit there like a puzzle and try to figure out what part goes where and what goes which way and how does it. He says, I don't need you to do that. I need you to just receive what I'm saying. Behold means perceive. He says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. I'm doing it. I'm not doing it the old way. That's why I love the fact the artist changed his name. I'm not doing it the old way. I'm going to do something new. When he does something new, he renames it. Amen? He renamed Abraham. He renamed Sarah. When he's doing something new, he renames it, because he does not want it to have the name that it had before, because he wants you to realize this is a new thing. When you go into the grocery store to buy a product, many times you'll see the product that you've been using for years, and then right next to it, it'll say new and improved. He said, I'm trying to show you that I did something new and there's something different, something fantastic, something fabulous. But you can't sit there and look at it and say, I remember the last time I used that product. I remember how it made me feel. I remember what it made me do. He says, I don't want you to dwell on that. I want you to get excited about the fact that it's new and it's improved. And trust me in with this. Trust me and try it out. So those of you that are still in the business, as you go out and you're presenting the business, you have to have that excitement of it's new. It's a new day. It's a new product. It's new service. It's new everything, new leadership, new everything, and get excited. And your excitement will cause them to get excited. And you have to get excited first, because you know that God's doing a new thing in your life. He's doing a new thing for your family. He's doing a new thing in your finances. He's doing a new thing in your mind. You know he's doing something brand new in your life, something he's never done before. And we have to get excited about the things of God and what God has planned for us. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be ashamed. We don't have to be embarrassed. God is doing a new thing. And he says, your past does not dictate your future, meaning what happened in the past has nothing to do with the future. It's just going to propel you, but that's it. It's not going to limit you. It's not going to hinder you. It won't stop you. It won't block you. God says, I'm doing a new thing. This is a new day. And he says, look around you at the things I have done and the things I will do. God is speaking in a way that he has never, ever, ever spoken before. He is allowing us to see things that we have never seen. He's allowing us to hear things that we've never heard. And he doesn't want us to sit there and try to box him in and try to box life in by remembering how it used to be. That's why we have to be careful when we're sitting around and we're reminiscing. Because many times we'll begin to reminisce, and those old things that didn't work out right will come to us. Those old people, places, and things that just didn't happen the way we thought it should, and things didn't work out the way we thought it should, it'll come back into our memory. And then we'll begin to have those same old feelings and those same negative thoughts of, and God says, I'm doing something new. I don't have time for you to sit there and have a pity party over what didn't work. I'm trying to take you into something brand new. And just the fact that God says, I will even put a road in the wilderness. He says, I'm telling you right there, nothing will stop you in this season. All you have to do is pay attention. Just focus on me and focus on the things that I have for you. Nothing will block you. Nothing will get in your way. Nothing will discourage you. Nothing will limit you. But you just have to be obedient and do it the way I told you, said the Lord. You just have to make sure that everything that you touch, your hands are pure. Your hands are clean, excuse me, and your heart is pure. You have to make sure that everything I give you in this hour, that you don't try to manipulate it and you don't paint it, but you do it exactly the way I, the Lord God, gave it to you. You do it exactly the way that I, the Lord God, told you to. You do it exactly the way, precept upon precept. You do it exactly the way I instructed you to do it. And when we will obey the voice of the command of the Lord, listen carefully to his instructions, and do it exactly the way he has instructed us to, then our hands will be blessed. Everything that we touch will succeed. All of our thoughts will line up with the word of God. But we have to understand that we have to do it the way God has instructed us to do. I tell you, everyone on this line, you have to be a leader to get up this early on a day that many of you are off. And you're looking for something different. You're looking for something unique. You're looking for something that has purpose. And God says, everything that I give you in this hour has purpose. You may not understand it. You may not comprehend it. But everything, every divine connection, everyone that the Lord connects us to, is divine purpose to it. And that's the reason we cannot walk around with regrets, because God has connected us to whom he chose to if we're living for him. And so all the connections, whether the relationships worked out or they didn't, whether the business worked out the way you thought or it didn't, none of that matters, because God says, I'm going to do a new thing with that. I'm going to do a new thing with you. Because the way you did it before, it didn't work out because you wouldn't let me lead you and guide you. You did it your way. But that's okay, because I'm a God of a zillion chances. I'm going to help you put it all back together again. So whatever it is that you need God to put back together again, it may be your relationship. It may be your family. It may be your job. It may be your income has gone in so many different directions. And God says, that's okay. We're going to bring it all back now. You may have money going out everywhere. You may have more money going out than coming in. God says, okay, that's okay. You got yourself in that situation, but I'm about to bring you out. Behold, I'm about to do a new thing in your finances. I'm about to sew up those holes in your pocket so that your money will stop just vanishing. He says, that's okay. I'm about to bring it all back in. Just trust me in this. And that's the thing, that's one of the things I love about God, is that he does not force himself upon any of us, because he understands that he is amazing. He understands that he is El Shaddai. He understands who he is. He knows he's the healer. He knows that he's the first and the last. He knows exactly who he is. Therefore, he doesn't press himself upon anyone. He doesn't force himself upon anyone. He doesn't manipulate anybody to be in a relationship with him. He just lets us have free will and go about our days the way we choose to. But he says, I'm right here. I've never left you, and I never will forsake you. I'm waiting on you to come back to me, your first love. Come back to me. Put everything to the side, everything. Come back to me so I can take you to your next level, so that I can create the impossible in your life, So I can do some things that you never imagined. God, in this hour, for those that will just say yes to him, he's going to do some impossible things. He's going to do some things that you didn't even ask nor pray for. But because he loves you so, he's going to give you more and take you higher than you could ever imagine. That's why it says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. You have no idea what God wants to do in your life. He wants to give us that peace. Ooh. The Bible says peace that suppresses all understanding. He wants to give us that peace that we can't even explain, but when people are running around screaming and crying, you just sitting there saying, it is well, it is well, it is well, because behold, my God is doing a new thing, a new thing, a new thing, a new thing. And we cannot put negative thoughts nor negative words on the new things that God is doing in this season, the people that he's bringing and going to bring into our lives, the places that God is going to take us. He says, I'm going to take you to a place that you never imagined because I've got to connect you to some people that you never would have connected to because I know the plans that I have for you. You don't know. You don't have a clue who you are in the kingdom of God. Some are still struggling with who they are in their family line. He says, but you don't even have a clue of who you are in my kingdom. He has placed us strategically where we need to be for a time as this. And God says, now I want you to pay attention to the power and the authority that I, the Lord God, have. So he says, I will even put a road in the wilderness. He says, whatever it is that you need, whatever access that you need, whatever connection that you need, whatever motivation that you need. He says, I have it for you. I have everything that you need already planned out, and it's already before you. But we're so busy looking back at the past that we can't even look right in front of us and see all the blessings that God has for us. You see it when families and couples and friends are out at dinner and they don't even realize the blessing that's before them because they're on their phone. They're looking at something that happened 2 seconds ago instead of looking at the person in front of them, realizing that God has placed someone in their presence that will bless them. But we're so into everything else that we cannot focus. We're losing our focus. And it's time to come back and sit down and refocus on God and understand the new thing that he's doing and allow him to cultivate that thing in your life. Allow him to move some things and some people and some places around in your life. And don't fight him and don't keep begging for those things to come back which God is trying to take from you. But allow him to move the pieces around so that he can use you for his Shekinah glory, so he can use you in this season of your life so that he can show the world who you really are. God says, I'm trying to take people to a place that they never imagined, but they won't let go of the familiar. They won't let go of the way they used to do it, even old business ideas and concepts and principles that you used to do. You're not going to be able to do it in this new thing that God is doing in your life. You have to let all that go and let God take you back to the basics and rebuild those principles, those ideas, those formulas, all of that. Let him rebuild it in your mind and in your heart and in your soul so that it will flow out of you the way it's supposed to and do what it was meant to do. Amen. So I thank the leaders on this call for allowing me to come this day and bring a word. And I pray that something was said that will bless you beyond measure. But thank you all. And just know that God is doing a great, powerful, magnificent, amazing thing in your life. And he's going to do it just for you because he loves you. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Thomasine, for that profound word, reminding us that to behold, because the Lord is doing a new thing and he is looking for obedient vessels. Shortly, I'm going to ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray, family. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that you are doing the new thing that you're doing, Lord. And we will be obedient, Lord, and we will trust you with all of our heart. Lord, we thank you so much for Dr. Thomasine Pickens, Lord. Thank you for blessing her and her family and her community around her, Lord. Thank you for doing exceedingly above more than she can ask for or imagine, Lord. And thank you for just giving her your full blessings, Lord, into overflow. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for our Dr. PK and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, and for continuing to bless them and strengthen them, Lord, and also for refreshing them, Lord, as they refresh us and others around them. Thank you for our artist life family, Lord. Thank you for continuing to bless the Diaz de Leon family, Lord. And we are just lifting up all of our artist family and our families who are going through any kind of bereavement, Lord. Just bring your peace and your comfort, Lord, and your peace that surpasses all understanding to them, Lord. We're just calling out our Queen Victoria and Reggie Flanagan, Lord, on the homegoing of their mom, our D. Lee and Miss Charlie Lewis, Lord, and continue to just comfort them, Lord, and Sharon Stowers, Lord. We also, Lord, call out any sickness, Lord. We say that all of the sicknesses, they all must come down and bow down to the name of Jesus right now, Lord. And we thank you for that promise, Lord, of your stripes healing us, Lord, and healing our Kendra Carter and anyone else going through anything. Lord, thank you for our TMC family and for the body of Christ. Continue to bless them, Lord, and just doing your new thing that you are doing for each and every one of them, Lord. We pray that your kingdom comes and your will is done. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback for this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085, and the PIN is the same. It's 957-677-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Jackie, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Dr. Thomasine Pickens, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Yes, ma'am. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. Have a blessed day.